Okay, we're on top Ayin Daled today, 74A. I'll begin about eight lines from the top. Tonight's my grandfather's yahrzeit, so learning is the Lilui Neshama of Yitzchak ben Binyamin, the front of the bracha. All right, so we got up to near the small aleph in parentheses on Ayin Daled and aleph. Everybody see it? It's about 10 lines down. Okay, so the Gemara says, if you remember, the Gemara yesterday said that the Mishnah said Yom Kippurim Asur Bachilu B'Shtiyah Ruchitza V'Sicha V'Nil Asandal V'Tashu Shemita. So the Gemara said the first line of the Gemara Asur Anush Karidu. I say Asur. It's a Chiyuv Karid. I wouldn't use the term Asur with it. And then the Gemara got into a whole sugya about Chatzi Shir. So the Gemara says now B'Chol Heicha the Tani Anush Karid, or the Bach takes out the word the Tani B'Chol Heicha the Tani Anush Karid Lo Tani Asur. You mean the Torah? The Mishnah wouldn't use the term of Asur if it's a Chiyuv Karet. Bahatani, we learn the Braisa, Afa Pi Shemru Asur Bekulon. Again, this Braisa is speaking about the same topic as our Mishnah. Even though Chazal teaches us that all of them are Asur, I mean, all the five being Nuyim are Asur, Lo Amru Anosh Karet, Ela Ocho B'Shotev Osa Malacha Bavad. They only said it's a Chiyuv Karet from eating and drinking and doing Malacha. So it's clear from this Braisa, the Tana of the Braisa is using Asur, even for the case where it's a full shear. So that seems like it undermines the whole question that the Gemara had. So the Gemara says Hati Kamar. So the Gemara tightens up the Braisa. It says this is what the Braisa means. Shamru Asur Lo Amru El B'Katsi Shear. When they said Asur, they only meant it was for eating. They only meant with a Katsi Shear, less than the whole shear. And we said the shear for eating is Kotevet Agasta, the fat date, and for drinking is Melo Logav. Aval Kishir Anosh Karet, about Kishir Anosh Karet. But if you would have the shear, then it's a Chiyuv Karet. So Asur is still going on the Chatzi Shear. The Afal Pish Anosh Karet, and even though it's punishable by Karet, and Karet, again, it says Machloket Rishonim, what Karet is. Karet means cut off. Karet means the throat, cut off. So the way the Rambam learns, you lose your chelak and all of that. And then, yeah, Ayin Daled Amud Aleph, around midway down the column. So so the way the Rambam learns, you don't have a chelak and all of that. But others say, like, you or your children will die early. He says, the only chiv karet is for eating or drinking on Yom Kippur or doing malach on Yom Kippur. In other words, if you do the other inuyim on Yom Kippur, there's no chiv karet. And again, we spoke about Machlokerishonim, whether it's the Raisa or Rabbanan. Okay, now the Iboy Dema, or else I could say, this is going back to our original Diyuk that the Mishnah says Asur, the Iboy Dema, Kikatani Asur, Ashara. Or else I could say that our assumption was totally incorrect. In other words, going back to the Mishnah, Yom Kippur, Masur, Bachilu, B'Shtiyah, Rukis, V'Stichim, Nelasan, Hashmita, the word Asur is not going on Achil and Shtiyah. Asur is going on the other Inuyim. He says, Betanu Rabba, Rav Yosef, because Rav and Rav Yosef, and they were both obviously contemporaries, but remember the end of Gemara and the Brachot said that, you know, they needed to point to Rosh Hashiva, and the Kaldai said to Rav Yosef that if you accept it, you're only going to be, you know, reign for like 2 years, so he deferred over to Rav. And so he says, so Rav and Rav Yosef, Bishar Sifrei to be Rav. Bishar Sifrei to be Rav means the other Sfarim based on Shra, but it really means the Sifre. You know, the Medrash on Bayikra is the Sifra, the book, and the Sifre are the book on Bamidbar and Devarim. So they said Bishar Sifre to be Rav, meaning they learned it's a Medrash Halacha. Minayli Amakipur Shasur Bakitza Vesicha, Uvina Sanda Vatashu Shemita, Tamalomar Shabbaton Shavot. How do I know that all these other Inuyim are prohibited? So it learns it again. It says by Yom Kippur, Shabbat Shabbaton. So by Shabbos, it says Shabbat Shabbaton, and by Yom Kippur, it says Shabbat Shabbaton. So by Shabbos, Chazal teach us, remember, there's a famous Ramban. He says, what's Shabbaton? Shabbaton means, remember, let's say I'd have a sitting, and it would have an Eruv, so I could really almost like continue on with weekday activities on Shabbos. I won't do the Machod, but I'd be able to do those things that most things I normally would be able to do. So Shabbaton teaches me not this way, that there are other things that are still prohibited because of Shabbaton. So the Gemara is learning that these other Inuyim are also learned out from the word Shabbaton. So little bit easier if you say it's the Rabbanan, but even if you say it's the Raisa, we can learn it this way. So the so the basic idea, we said that so we're able to deflect the questions about Yom Kippur Asur. So either Asur is talking about Chatzi Shir, or Asur is not talking about the Chiddush at all. It's talking about the other Inuyim. Okay, who said questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good? All right, let's go further in the Gemara. We're on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph 74a, around 10 lines to the bottom. So the Gemara says, Gufa, earlier we learned in the Gemara, Chatzi Shir, Reb Yochanan Amar Asur Min HaTorah, when the Chatzi Shir means when I have less than the Shir which the Torah provides. Now, this is not just a machloket by Yom Kippur. It would just be a machloket in the whole Chatz. In other words, let's say the Torah says, don't eat Chazer. So the Shir of Chazer would be a Kesayis. So if I eat less than a Kesayis, do I transgress a Torah prohibition or a rabbinic prohibition? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asur Min HaTorah. Rabbi Yochanan says prohibited on a Torah level. Rish Lakish Amar Mutar Min HaTorah. Rish Lakish says on a Torah level you can have a half a shear of Chazer, but obviously prohibited on a Durbanon level. But we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. So now the Gemara gets into why Rabbi Yochanan says what he does. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asur Min HaTorah Kima Dechazer Litz Terufe Yisturik Ka'achil. Rabbi Yochanan says that since any shear is really to join with another shear, in other words, it's the component of another shear, so I could build on this and create the whole shear. So it makes sense that it's asur min haTorah. The Torah is telling me I'm chayv with the whole shear, so like the building blocks of the whole shear are half a shear. So it makes sense it's asur. Rish Lakish Amar Mutar Min HaTorah. Rish Lakish says no, it's mutar min haTorah. I'm sorry. Rish Lakish Amar Mutar Min haTorah. Achila Amar Rachmana B'Lecha. The Torah says, achila, don't eat, whatever the eating is involved, whatever the Easter would be eating. And Yom Kippur, obviously, it's inui, but it would not stand as achila, but you get the idea. So it's only when you get to the whole fear. So Eifei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan posed the following question. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan is that it's a chasik yuzas to the Torah. He posed the following question for Rish Lakish from this braisa. Now, this braisa is focusing on the Easter of chelev. Let me read the psukim for a chelev. So it says in the Torah, there's always an ashara, and then an only. The Torah says, don't do A, and if you do A, you get this punishment. So this is in Parsha Tetzav. The Torah says, "Kol chelav shur v'chesav ha'ez lo tochelu." Don't eat the chelav of a shur kesav ha'ez. Shur kesav ha'ez is like the bovine, the sheep, and the goat. Those are the three animals that are brought on the Mizbeah. Look, don't eat the chelav. The chelav are the prohibited fats. Doesn't mean don't eat any fat. Some fat is okay, we're doing it. In Lashon Chazal, we would call the permissible fat, we call shuman, but it means certain fats are prohibited, so don't eat that chalev. And then I'm skipping a pasuk. Ki kolo chel chalev b'nei b'mashik rimen mishel Hashem. Anyway, it's chalev from the animals that go on the mizbeach b'nei chritan nefshol kol me'amev. You eat chalev, it's a chiyuv kari. So don't eat the chalev. If you eat the chalev, it's a chiyuv kari. Now, when it talks about don't eat it, it says kol chalev. Don't eat any chalev. Let's get back in the door. So the Brisa says, so I only know that any object or anything that's included in the punishment is included in the Azhara. So the punishment is, I eat the whole shear, and I have a chalev of shor or kesev, or an ace. He says, koi, but that's a shear. But the Brisa says, a koi is an animal, which is safek, behemoth, safek chaya. So the prohibition against the chalev is only for the chalev of a behemoth. So the chalev of a chai is permissible. But a koi is safek, a chai is safek behemoth. We don't know what it is. Koi v'chatzi shir, or let's say either I have the chalev of a koi, or I have the chalev of a chatzi shir. I don't have the whole shir. Hol v'eino ba'onesh, echol eino ba'azhara. So I might, this is the ton of the Bryce speaking. I might have thought it's definitely not included in the onesh, right? Because I don't know, in other words, I can't be banish somebody if I don't know if he ate the chalev, the koi. So that's not the onesh. And then if I don't have the whole shear, it's definitely not onesh. It was the kiv kare we're talking about. So he says, whole vein of onesh, yechol eno ba'asara, tamal omar, kol chelev. The Torah says, kol chelev, don't eat any chelev. So any chelev means don't eat the chelev of the koi, and don't have a chatzi shear. So that's the question of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the Rav Arayim. So Yochanan says, Reish Lakish, how can you say that any amount of chelev is only proven on the bottom level? The Raisa says, when the Torah says kol chelev, it includes chatzi shir. So that's a raya my way. So he says, so Reish Lakish responds, midrabanan ukras mata ba'alma. That the Raisa only means that it's prohibited on a rabbinic level, And the pasuk that it cited is just an asmata. Asmata is support or remez. It was not that's a rhyme of rechet, the yuchayev chatzi shir. That's the way Reish Lakish wants to say it. Now, this is a little bit easier when you talk about the chatzi shir. This is a little bit harder with the koi, because the koi, at the end of the day, it's a safek d'oraisa. So I was talking to Rav Schechter today. He was saying that, like, he thought the part midrabanan goes on the chatzi shir. But the kra, in other words, but the pasuk, in other words, the his chayvus for the koi is not this pasuk. In other words, you can't eat the chayv of a behema. So the koi is safek behema, safek chayv. So then misafek, I'm not going to have it. Okay, now the Gemara says pachinam mistar, but that's logical that what we just said that it's only the rabbanan and asmachta, which is the way Reish Lakish was saying. He's talking daita doraita. If you would assume that the Torah here is referring to a Torah prohibition, that this is the source for a koi. In other words, the Torah is saying call chaylev, and that's teaching me that I can't have the chaylev of a koi. So he says koi svekahu. So koi is a safek. I don't know if it's behema. I don't know if it's a chaya. He says v'itzrich bralatui sveka. Does it make sense the Torah would include a pasuk, include a safek? Meaning, in Shemayim they know whether it's a behema or it's a chaya. We the humans may not be sure, but in Shemayim they know. Doesn't make sense the Torah would say here's a pasuk. You know, for things that you're not sure about. We in those in Shemayim, a Kaddish Baruch Hu knows what it is. That doesn't make sense. So the Gemara wants to say that it makes more sense to say the way we said before that that we're not really learning koi from this pasuk. So imi shemahalo iri. So the Gemara says that last argument is not dispositive. Kisabri turn page on the top line ayin dal on the base 74 would be the top line. Kisabri koi biri b'fnei atzmahi, because we could say the Tana holds that a koi is biri b'fnei atzma. In other words, not that the koi is a safek behem, a safek chaya. The koi is its own biria, and we don't know how to categorize it. He says, in other words, not that it was, in other words, he says, the ilote mahachi, if you don't say that, hadamara b'di b'ravin, af kola tuye koi. So this is a different limud. It's talking about by dam. So the limud, af kola tuye koi, that the pasuk teaches us that the blood of a koi is also prohibited in having dam. So koi svekahu, is strict brother of Ruye sveka? Do I need a pasuk to include a safek? In other words, if it's chaya or behema, so I don't need a pasuk to teach me, a labiri yashani. In other words, it's its own category. In other words, not behema, not chaya, koi. It's a new category. So for the new category, I could have a pasuk for the new category. Hakanami biri yashani, so I could say biri yashani. It's not a behema, it's not a chaya, it's its own biria. So that last question is not dispositive. All right, but the bottom line is that we had a question against Reish Lakish about how he could argue that Chatzi Shir is a Drabanan when the Brice thinks differently. And the basic idea was that it is Drabanan and Kras not the Balaam. The Kras is just, you know, a remez or a support from the Sukkim that way. All right, let me just do a little bit here and then we'll post some questions. All right, now... Reish Lakish maintains that Chatzi Shir is Mutar Min HaTorah, that we said. I'm not going to go through everything here. And he's of the opinion that eating less than excise of non-kosher meat is forbidden only by rabbinic decree. Lacha, however, follows Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah. He's of the opinion that the given minimum shear is relevant only with respect to Malkos or Kari's culpability. He argues that it's biblically forbidden to eat even less than the given shear because Chatzi Shir is Chatzi that's Terufe. It's capable of being combined with an additional Chatzi Shir to complete a full shear. Now, the Sholom Meshiv, Shul Meshiv is Rav Yosef Shel Nathanson. He lived at the end of the 19th century in Lvov, Lemberg, Lvov, today's Lviv, in western Ukraine. There used to be, I think, it's in western Ukraine today. Anyway, so he says, so Shul Meshiv deliberates what is forbidden in a Torah to Chatzi Shir at the very end of the day in Yom Kippur. Let's say, hypothetically speaking, Yom Kippur ends at 7 o'clock. Could I have a Chatzi Shir at 7:05? In other words, he suggests that since there's not enough time to complete the required shear before nightfall, logic of chatzis tzerufei does not apply. But as Rabbi Yochanan says, why is chatzis shear asur min haTorah? Because it's chatzis tzerufei, because I can combine it with another shear and then get the whole shear. So since it could be like the foundation for a big building, he says, and Rabbi Yochanan will agree to Reish Lakish that in this case only forbidden remit rabbanan. So in other words, let's say I would have the chatzis shear. Let's make it closer. Let's say I have the Chatzi Shir 2 minutes before 7. So then perhaps the Sholem Meshiv wants to say that Rabbi Yochanan will go to Shlach, because it's going to be Rabbanan, because I can't join with anything else. In support of his position, Rabbi Yochanan cites a Braisa, which is the Braisa Pasuk, call Chelo, lo to Chelo, any forbidden fats you may not eat, mitzvah to eat any man a chaylev, even though one does not incur malchus unless he eats gezias. Now, the Rishonim question of Rabbi Yochanan initially says, there's two reasons for Rabbi Yochanan, right? First, we said chazi l'tzibrutei, it can comply with other things. But then the Gemara quotes his Brisa, and Brisa says, kol chaylev, any man of chaylev. You want to be shy? So any man of chaylev I can eat. So why do I need two sources for Rabbi Yochanan? Here I have the pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan has a kol chaylev, which means any man of chaylev, even less than the shear. That's the way he learns it. But then he gives a svara as chazi l'tzibrutei. So why does he have to give the svara if I have the pasuk? That's what the Rishonim asked. And one answer, which I saw in the art scroll, is you could say that kol chaylev would teach me a din by chaylev. Chazi l'tzibrutei is expanding it out. Notice he's extrapolating out what the principle is for kol chaylev to say it applies to all isurim because it's chazi l'tzibrutei. But he's got a different answer. He says, Tosfos answers that if not the logic of chazi l'tzibrutei supports a halacha of chazi shiras min haTorah, we would have used the pasuk kol chaylev as a source for a different halacha, rather teach chazi shir min haTorah. In other words, it goes hand in glove, is the way Tosfos is saying. If I didn't have the sort of chazi l'tzibrutei, I would have said kol chaylev maybe teaches me something else. Now the Chacham Tzvi suggests, since the primary source for Rabbi Yochanan's halacha is the pasuk kol chaylev, which is stated with regard to isur achila, an eating related isur, this halacha is limited to isur achila. However, it is not forbidden min haTorah to maintain a chatzi zayin. In other words, let's say I have a chatzi shir by an isur which is not an eating isur. Let's say chametz. I'm not allowed to own chametz on Pesach. Let's say I own less than the shir, less than a chatzi of chametz. So would I say that Rabbi Yochanan says I violate the Torah because of chatzi shir? In other words, achila we know, then even a mashu zasur, that we got. We know that. But what about possessing chametz? So we, however, it is not forbidden to maintain according to Chacham Tzvi. I have a size of chametz in one's possession on Pesach, not eating, it's an uneating type, not an eating type isur. Rashi and Shabbos and Ayin Dalit, same Dachsas, but Shabbos, however, applies to Yochanan's rule, Chatzishir Minasur Torah, to one who bakes the Chatzishir on Shabbos, thus indicating the rule is not limited only to eating. So Rashi over there is saying about, let's say I bake a Chatzishir on Shabbos. So he says, Chatzishir Asim Torah. So he's doing it across the board. But the question the Chacham Tzvi wants to say, maybe chatzi shir. So how big an umbrella do I spread with chatzi shir? Is it only eating prohibitions? Or is it all prohibitions, even possessory prohibitions, even cooking prohibitions? What do I say chatzi shir on Shemana Torah? All right. Any questions, comments to us on anything I said so far? All right. Let's go on. We're on $9 a day.
No, it's
the
chelev and the fat. It's two different things.
Right. Well, fat in English is a very generic term. It includes all types of fat.
Try the nikur, there is nikur gedan asher, there is nikur chelev, and parts that are like the minyona. So that's the fat that is not
connected. Right. The hindquarters of the animal have a lot of the, I believe, a lot of fat, yeah. And they cut it off. Okay. All right. Let's take a look. I think also the chaylev, I think, goes on the mizbeach, and the korban, the chaylev is put on the mizbeach. Right? Let's look back in the Gemara. Now, we're on five lines from the top, on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Everybody with me? All right. So, Tanu Rabbanan, Tanu Nafsho Teichem. So, the Torah says, let me get the pasuk out, is an Achri mode. So, which pasuk? Okay, thank you, exactly. We're going to miss you when you go away. Yeah, so it says, Vayitalachem l'chukar olam, b'chosh b'svar l'chosh, tanu et nafsho teichem. You should afflict yourselves. And we have to hear what the inui is. And then, later on, two p'sukim later, it says, v'initem et nafsho teichem. So let's figure out what's going on. So let's take a look. Now, we said, all right, let's take a look. So he says, So what does tanu nafsho teichem mean? What type of inui is Paso talking about? So yechol yeshei b'chama obetzinan, they should say here. In other words, you should afflict yourselves. So I might think, the Torah is telling me I have to go out and sit in the hot sun or sit in a very cold area. He says, and then that I'm being afflicted. So the Torah connects the two. The Torah says, ta'anu nafsho teichem. And then it says, so both phrases are connected. In other words, you should afflict yourself on Yom Kippur and don't do any malacha. He says, ma malacha shei al tase, just like malacha by definition is something that I'm admonished not to do malacha. So don't do malacha. So I said, I don't do malacha. Av inui nefesh, shevi al tase. So inui nefesh, whatever is prohibited, has to be something that I like abstain from. Not that the Torah is telling me to proactively go into the sun or proactively go into a very cold area. That doesn't make sense with the Torah because it's got to be like malacha. Malacha is I abstain from it. So it's not, that's not it. So the Gemara says, but the Gemara's not done. The Ema, Hekat Yati B'Shimsha, and here the Bach has the Chami like, well, I could say like this, maybe if he is sitting in the sun and he's hot, we wouldn't say come out of the sun and sit in the shade. In other words, there is a way to be sort of like passive and to fulfill Tanu Nafshotechem. Yati Betula, if he's sitting in the shade and he's chilled, we wouldn't say go sit in the sun. So perhaps there is a way that they could be equivalent. In other words, don't do malacha, I abstain from things. So perhaps the Torah is saying, if you're already in the sun and you're discomforted, don't get out. If you're already in the shade and you're chilled out, don't get out. And that would be the equivalent of malacha. So perhaps that's what the Torah means. So the Gemara says, dumi de malacha. It has to be an equivalence between the inui and the malacha. Ma malacha lo chalaktaba, just like malacha, it applies in all situations. In other words, whether I'm here, there, the other place, don't do the malacha, af inui lo takotbo. So too, whatever inui is referring to, it has to apply like in all situations. So it means like don't eat, don't drink, that applies across the board. All right, let's take a look further in the Gemara, and then we'll pause. Tani idach, I learned in a different brisa. Again, the Torah doesn't tell me what the inui is, so we have to figure out what the inui is. So Tani Ida Tanuna Shotekem, Yeho Yeshei Bakamu Bitsino Vitztair. I might have thought that I should sit in the sun, the hot sun, or the very cold, and I'll be, you know, discomforted. Tamalomar Bakomalachalo Tasu. Ma Malacha, the Bar Shafayunula Bakomacher, just like Malacha is something that Chayev Karet, on, you know, but like on Shabbos, so too. In other words, just like malacha, in other words, I'm looking here by Yom Kippur, so don't do malacha. So if I look around, if I look with my eyes about the whole, like the whole screen, the whole, you know, screen of halacha, you know, everything that's in the halacha table, so I see malacha is a chiyuv karet by Shabbos. In other words, if there's no edim and hasra, so it's chiyuv karet. Edim hasra would be skila. So I see malacha is something which is chiyuv karet. So too, the Gemara wants to say inui has to be something that I can be chiyuv karet in a different area. He says ap inui nefesh chayav elam kol macher. But what is that? It's a pigul v'notar. In other words, by pigul v'notar, I'm chiyuv karet for eating. Pigul and notar is if I thought about a korban that I would eat it outside the right zman, so even though everything looks good, if I eat that korban, it's a chiyuv karet. A notar, if I eat the korban past its time when I should eat it. So there is, in other words, so just like malacha is a chiyuv karet elsewhere, so too inui has to be like a type of prohibition elsewhere. So eating a pigul notar. So the brisa continues, avi pigul v'notar shem b'karet. So I might have thought then that the only thing that's prohibited to be eaten on Yom Kippur is pigul notar. I won't include tevel. Tevel is untithed produce, which I'm chayv mita b'dei shemayim, she'enu b'karet, because that's not chayv karet. We said only things we thought were karet. Tamalomar ta'nu vini tamanafotetem riba. So the Gemara says there's a ribui here. What's the ribui? So I went over before, but I'll go over it again. In one pasuk chavtet, it says tanu et nafshotechem, you should afflict yourselves. And then in pasuk lamed aleph, it says v'ini tem et nafshotechem. It repeats it. Inui, inui. So the double repetition, or the repetition of inui, is to teach me it's a ribui. So more things are included. So it includes also tevel. So avi ha-tevel shubamita. So the Gemara says, you know, maybe on Yom Kippur, I'm only chayav for eating pigul notar and eating tevel. Because tevel is chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim in other area in general. The lo avid on nevela shade of a mita. But if I ate a nevela, nevela is never a chiyuv mita. Nevela is alive, but it's not chiyuv mita. Maybe nevela I could eat from the din of Yom Kippur, not from the, in other words, I'd go over a lot, but I wouldn't buy like din of Yom Kippur. Tamalomar ta'anubini temenav shotechem riba. So the same ribui that included tevel will include nevela. So I'll say, yeah, the Torah prohibits me to eat pickled otar on Yom Kippur, prohibits me to eat tevel, prohibits me to eat nevela. All those things are prohibited elsewhere. But perhaps regular chulin food, I could eat on Yom Kippur. Interesting idea. So he says here, because so again, the ribui is going to include even chulin. So I would include chulin because there's no mitzvah in the Torah to go eat it. Below avia hatruma she become a chul. But by eating truma, there's a mitzvah for the kohen to eat truma. So maybe truma, the kohen is allowed to eat the truma on Yom Kippur. Again, the same ribui. Avira truma shenabal totiru. So even if I include everything else and include truma, it's not subject to a negative commandment of not leaving it over. Below avira kachim shenabal totiru. Perhaps kachim, which is subject to a law, if I don't eat it, it's notar. So maybe that I have a green light to eat on Yom Kippur. Okay. So basically. So again, we were looking for a source that inui on Yom Kippur means eating and drinking is basically what we're looking for. So the Gemara brought a source. We're saying that inui has to be similar to malacha, that I just abstain from it and that's it. And so I abstain from eating and drinking. And then I'm going to do the inui is going to be similar to malacha. Just like malacha elsewhere, I see it's, you know, something that it's chiyuv karet on Shabbos. So I'll start off with pigel and otar. That's also something I see in the realm of halacha, as chiyuv karet. And then from there, I'll expand it out with the ribui. That's what Gemara says. Let me do a few more lines and I'll pause. Vimnafshach lomar, and if you want to say, and that's like code. Vimnafshach lomar, when the Bryce says vimnafshach lomar, means if you have a question with the first shot, the Gemara will explain what the question is. I have a different shot or a different explanation to understand how we know it's eating. So it says by Yom Kippur that usually if you're chayv karet, the Torah says v'nichrata, like the first v'nichrata on Efshahi. But by Yom Kippur, it doesn't say v'nichrata. It says, which pasuk is this? What? Lamed? Yeah. He says, wait. Which? Okay. One second. Okay. So it's an emor. So. Let me get it. It says, anybody who does malach on Yom Kippur, bahavati, I'll destroy its nefesh, right? How does he say it? Let me see. It does work. I will destroy the soul from among its people. Okay, let's back on the Gemara. So, okay, just give me 1 second, okay? So, inui shua veda nefesh. So, it's talking about, in other words, we want to say that the type of inui which is prohibited on Yom Kippur, we have a Gemara here if you want to take, in the right over here in the corner, okay? In the Satsioma. Okay, you have it? Second shelf from the bottom. Good. On the right, yeah, you got it. Okay, it's all yours, okay? Okay, page 148, Ein Dalam Beis. Okay, we're on the last hour of night. So it says here, inui shua veda na nefesh. In other words, the type of inui has to be a type of inui that would be involved with Vedas Nefesh, like destroying the soul. He says, it means like the person is shvach, he feels lousy when he doesn't eat. Okay, now, all right, two more lines and I'll pause. So, Ma'ayvim Nafshat Lamar, what does the Tana mean if you don't like A, you will go to B? Maybe you're saying that when it says Ta'anut Nafshotechem, maybe I'll say the Torah is referring to abstaining from, you know, intimate relations. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the inui. Because we see that the pasuk does refer to, restraining from intimate relations as inui. Okay, let's just pause for a second and summarize and take some questions, okay? So we said again, so on Yom Kippur, we know that the only thing you're chayav karet for is achil and shtiyah. Shai, you still with me? Okay, the only thing you're chayav karet for on Yom Kippur is achil and shtiyah and malacha. That's the only thing you're chayav karet for on Yom Kippur. So so it says by inui that you get karet. But how do we know the inui is, and malacha we know you get karet for? It says don't do malacha, you'll get nechrita. How do I know what the Torah means by inui? How do I know what this means? So the Gemara had in this braisa had two limudim. So the first limud we went through is that inui has to be similar to, it's like making, like loosely, like zeir shava between malacha and inui. Just like by malacha, elsewhere in the area of malacha, m'chayav karet on Shabbos, so to inui, if I look, you know, across the whole screen of halacha, I see sometimes for eating on chayav karet. And from there, I expanded out with the ribui. That was the first derech of learning. Then the second derech was, it says v'havatir nefesh shahi. In other words, the person who doesn't you know engage in inui, v'havatir nefesh shahi, I would like destroy it. Where it takes it that the type of inui that's prohibited on Yom Kippur is a type that has like deep with nefesh, like the person is chalishing from it. And the Gemara takes it that that's like that's a lack of eating and drinking. All right, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far? Everybody good? What's your name? Shelley, what? Levenstern? Where do you live? What school are you at?
I don't have.
Which one on Shabbos morning? All right. Okay. No, we're good. Welcome. Okay. All right. Let's take this further. Okay. I'm gonna. Oh. All right. Let's take a look now. Okay. The third wide line on $9 of base. Okay. I'm going on in anybody unless somebody has a question. Okay. So the Bay Rabbi Shmuel Tana. Now the base Rabbi Shmuel Bryce was sort. You have the place, Shelley, on page 148. You have page one on the third very wide line. Downstairs, the very wide line. See? The third very wide line. Okay. Do you see this? Do you see the small gimel in parentheses? Okay, one line below there. Okay? Okay. Debate Rabbi Shmuel Tana. So Bryce was talking about the Spanish Rabbi Shmuel. Nemar kan inui. It says inui by Yom Kippur. Nemar lahalan inui. Now it says in, I think it's in Parshas Ekev, it says vayan chavayar ivecha. It says, let me see. I think it's Ekev. It says vayan chavayar ivecha. That he afflicted you and he made you hungry. It's talking about in the midbar. Okay, and then he says, so he, again, he's it's a limud to teach me that inui is referring to eating and drinking. He says, inui ravon, just like later on, it's talking about like related to food, he made you hungry. Afkan inui ravon. So to hear by Yom Kippur, it's also inui ravon. So there's another proof. That tanu means lack of eating and drinking. V'nelef mim taneh benotai. So why can't I learn inui from what Lavan says to Yaakov? Lavan says to Yaakov, you know, when he catches him, he says im taneh benotai bim tikach nashima benotai. If you afflict my daughters, meaning your wives, meaning if you don't engage in sexual relations with them. So why don't I say that the inui here is referring to, you know, intimate relations? So he says, "Dan inui derabim, inui derabim." We're going to compare inui derabim, which means Yom Kippur. Everybody's admonished for that inui. Me inui derabim, and in the midbar, by an chavari vechol, Klal Yisrael was in it. And the Gemara is going to discuss what inui was above the midbar. But in dan inui derabim, me inui diachid. We don't judge inui derabim from inui diachid. In other words, the thing with Lavan and Yaakov, that's just like you know, just a few individuals involved with that. The name of me inui to Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, "Well, why don't I learn it out from the inui of Mitzrayim?" Dichtiv, it says on the again on the fifth very sixth very wide line. Vayart on Yenu. This we all know from the Haggadah. He saw our affliction. The Aminan zu prisha derech eretz, and we say that refers to prisha derech eretz. That he means that in Egypt they kept men and women from having relations with one another. So there is an inui derabim. So again, so we said we have inui, we're learning one inui from another inui. So the inui was from the man, by Anfavarivaka. Why can't I learn from Anyenu in Mitzrayim? And perhaps the Torah means, you know, be'initem nafshotechem, don't engage in intimate relations. Ela, dan inui bidei shemayim, inui bidei shemayim. So rather, the Gemara revises its pshat, or it's a hezber. It says, ela, dan inui bidei shemayim, inui bidei shemayim. Words we judge inu b'deishmayim. The Torah says tanu nafshotecha. He says me inu b'deishmayim. in the midbar with the man, that was also Min HaShemayim, that they were giving affliction. And the Gemara is going to explain. But Ein Dan and Inu B'Day Shemayim, we don't judge the case of Inu B'Day Shemayim, which is Yom Kippur, but Inu would be the Adam, from Inu would be the Adam, which is from Paro. In other words, the Inu is being administered in HaShemayim. So here the Torah says, I want you to, you know, engage in Inu Yom Kippur. And in the midbar, Bayan Chavar Yevecha. We'll see in a minute what this Inui was. Now the Gemara is going to explain. What is the Inui? Didn't they have the man? What was the with the midbar? They had the man. What's the Inui? So here the Torah says, Amachilcham man ba midbar leman anotcha, that he fed you man in the midbar to afflict you. Rabbi Ami Rabasi. So it's Machlok in Rabbi Ami Rabasi. What that means? Chadamar in a doma lemishesh lepat pesalo lemishen lepat pesalo. That you're right, they had the man, but at the end of the day they ate the man, and then there's no more man. I can't go to the 7-Eleven buy man, and I can't keep man in the cupboard because it says Vayam Tolim Vayavash. If you kept it overnight, it became rotten. So I had the man, but then soon the next day, no man. So or that evening, no man. So Eino Dome Mishesha Papasalo, you can't compare a person who's got bread in his basket to a person who doesn't have bread in his basket. Meaning, if I know this food, I can eat the food whenever I want, that's more satiating than if I think there's no food, then I feel starving. So that's the Inui that they had. That's one shot. He says, V'charamar, Inu Dome Misharoeva Ofel, Mishen Roeva Ofel. One says you can't compare someone who sees something and eats it to one who doesn't see something and eats it. Meaning the man, so it looked like either like snowflakes or whatever it looked like, but it didn't look like steak, it didn't look like French fries. But you could eat them on, it would taste like whatever you wanted. But it didn't look like the food that I'm interested in. So that's like a type of Inui. So that's the Inui. So did you do today's daf already, Ellie, or not?
Yeah.
It's either yes or no.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you take a Gemara anyway and join us for a few minutes? No, right behind you. Okay, so okay, I'm Rabbi Yosef. So if Yosef says 5 lines to the bottom, from here we see like a remez, like that blind people eat but aren't satiated. In other words, like part of the experience of eating is seeing the food, and that's definitely the case. You know, sometimes I kind of feel like at these affairs, sometimes I don't really dim the lights. I think like the food is nicer when you can see the food. You know, and I think that's what the Gemara says. So when it's very dark, you can't see the food. It's not as a pleasurable experience. Let's see back in the Gemara. So Amar Abaye, Hilkach Man De'ilei Sudata, Olichla El Dimam. So Abaye says if a person has a su'uda, like a meal to eat, he should eat it during the daytime when there's lots of light. Now in tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to discuss about candlelight, but certainly you want to have things well lit. Now let's see back in the Gemara, 3 lines from the bottom. Amar Abizera, Maikra, Tov Marei Nefesh. What does the Pasuk mean in Kohelet, Ecclesiastes, that it's better that what you can see, Mehalach Nafesh. 1 second, how does he translate Mehalach Nafesh? One second. It says, yeah, better is seeing of the eyes than the experience of the soul. So let's take a look. Than the experience of the soul. So Amr Zer Maikra, Tov Marei Nayim Mehalach Nafesh. Amr Resh Lakish, Tov Marei Nayim Be'isha. Did I skip anything? No. Tov Marei Nayim Be'isha, Yotem Gufa Shamasa. So Resh Lakish says, hey, you know, I didn't explain something right. So when Rav Zera brings that pasuk, Tov Marei Nayim Elach Nafesh, that's supporting the idea that seeing the food is better than not seeing the food. If I could see it, it's better than Elach Nafesh, better than the experience of the soul. That's one thing. Then Amar Resh Lakish, Tov Marei Nayim Resh Lakish, darshins the pasuk differently. Tov Marei Nayim Be'isha, that like, not that a person should do this, but like gazing upon a woman, the beauty, that's better, Yotir Migufo Shomasa, better than the whole Masa, the whole action. Shinamar Tomore Naim Elach Nafesh. Okay, now, one more pasuk and we'll call it a day. Ki Tain Bekose No Yilech Me Sharim. That is another pasuk which is just brought in because of the Mahlok between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. This is, and he quotes here from Gurz Ari, that's the Shagas Arye. He says, so the quotes of Pasuk, this Pasuk is in Mishlei, says, one who sets his eye on a wine goblet perceives that he goes in upright paths. So let's see back in the Gemara. He Bekosin or Nilek Meshurim, Rabbi Rabasi, Chadamar, Pulanotin Eno Bekoso, Araya Pulan, and here the box says, where's the box? Where's the Baas? Where's the Baas? Here. He says, in the Bikoso, Kol Harayat Kulan, Domo Olav Kamishur. In other words, if a person imbibes and drink, so all the prohibited sexual relations seem like they're okay. It's like mutar. In other words, once you start drinking, everything goes by the wayside. Bechadamar, Konotin Inu Bikoso, one says if a person like is into drinking, Kol Olam Kulo Domo Olav Kamishur. Like everything seems permissible. Rashi says, Mamon Achim Domo Olav Kamishur. But, you know, if I steal from people, that's okay also. So that's with the alcohol. All right, now let me just see if there's anything he said. And, okay. Well,
according to Rav Zeira.
Okay, what do you got to be for and what?
Now, according to Rav Zeira, should you not even look at the food on Yom Kippur?
Is there an issue
against looking at food?
Maybe it's more of a mitzvah looking for and not, you know, like maybe it's more. I don't know. I don't know one way or the other about that. Oh, Dave, did you want to ask something?
No.
What's the
question?
I think it was about the
morning. Yeah. So the Pasuk says, he quotes the Pasuk, he quotes a verse from Mishlei, from the book of Proverbs. It says, Kitain b'kosino, if a person like looks at a cup, so and then it says, Yithalech Meshurim, he goes like on a plane, like he goes on a, so they explain the Pasuk mean, either, according to one opinion, if I drink wine, so all forbidden sexual relations seem permissible to me. You know, my view is stilted. Or the other shot is when I drink wine, other people's money seems permissible to me. That which is prohibited really seems permissible. All right. No. This is a different shot. We're done with the food. This is a different pasuk. Drinking the wine. If I drink the wine, alcohol. So either it makes me, you know, convinced that, like, you know, sexual relations are permissible. I know people act differently when they drink, or, you know, the other people's money is permissible. Okay. Anyway, learning any other questions?
That question. Yeah. Don't we say the Jews did something wrong by complaining about the money? But based on this, they had a right to complain.
No. Well, see, actually, in tomorrow's daf, you'll go through the whole sugya with the man. But the man was a tremendous gift from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But you know, I mean, part of it, the Gemara says, why did he, I mean, everything was good. The only things that we said were, like, you couldn't see the food and you didn't have it at night in the cupboard. So the Gemara says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? So you wanted to hear, I think, from their tefillot as to why it looked the way it did that. I don't know what the answer is, but it was still Matana Tova. I don't think it's good to complain about it, but I don't know what more to say. All right. Listen, I hope to see you next week.
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right. Okay. Probably yes or no.
What time is Shabbos?
Yosef? All right.
Yes, I'll be there.
Let me end this recording.
I'll be there.
Okay, let me end the recording. Okay, that's it. That's everybody. Fern, nice to see you. Malka, nice to have